The news was published on Monday, September 30th, 2024. I am Eva. So get this. Bill Gates, you know, the guy who co-founded Microsoft and basically changed the tech game forever? He's been chatting up a storm about AI lately. And let me tell you, he's got some thoughts. Big thoughts. The kind that make you go, and scratch your head a bit. Now, Gates isn't exactly losing sleep over AI. He's actually pretty pumped about it overall. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have a few worries keeping him up at night. And he spilled the beans on a podcast recently, laying out his top three concerns about this whole AI situation. First up on Gates' worry list? The baddies. Yeah, you heard me right. Gates is concerned that some not-so-nice folks might get their hands on AI and use it for some seriously sketchy stuff. We're talking cybercrime, bioterrorism, even wars between countries. It's like giving a supercomputer to the villains in a spy movie. Not exactly a comforting thought, right? But here's the kicker. Gates isn't saying we should pump the brakes on AI because of this. Nope, he's thinking more along the lines of fight fire with fire. His take? We need to make sure the good guys have even better AI to defend against these threats. It's like a high-tech game of cops and robbers, but with way higher stakes. Moving on to concern number two. Gates is a bit freaked out by how fast AI is changing things. He's worried about job losses, especially in fields like telesales and customer support. Think about it. If an AI can diagnose medical conditions better than a human, what's stopping it from taking over other jobs too? Gates points out that while AI might free up teachers and other professionals to focus on more important tasks, we've still got a shortage of workers in many areas. So, on one hand, AI could help fill some gaps. But on the other hand, it could leave a lot of people scrambling for new jobs. It's a bit of a double-edged sword, if you ask me. And let's not forget about Gates' third big worry, the whole loss of control scenario. This is where things get a bit sci-fi. We're talking about the possibility of AI becoming so smart that it outpaces human intelligence. Some experts are even throwing around doomsday scenarios. Yikes. But here's the thing. Gates actually thinks this might be the least of our worries. His take? If we manage to tackle the first two concerns, this one might not be as big of a deal. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure if that makes me feel better or worse. Now, Gates isn't the only big shot in techland who's got concerns about AI. Lots of business bigwigs are calling for more rules and safeguards around this technology. It's like they're all looking at this shiny new toy and thinking, cool, but maybe we should read the instruction manual first. Now, when we look back at history, we can find some pretty interesting parallels to what's going on with AI today. Take the development of nuclear technology in the mid-20th century, for example. Man, that was a wild time. You had all these brilliant scientists working around the clock, pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible. And just like with AI, there was this mix of excitement and fear about what this new technology could do. Picture this, it's the 1940s. World War II is raging, and you've got these genius physicists like Einstein and Oppenheimer huddled together, trying to crack the code of nuclear fission. They knew they were onto something big, something that could change the world forever. But here's the kicker, they also knew it could be incredibly dangerous in the wrong hands. So you've got this race, right? The good guys are rushing to develop this technology before the bad guys can get their mitts on it. Sound familiar? It's like deja vu with AI. Everyone's scrambling to stay ahead, to make sure they're not left in the dust. And just like now, there were folks back then saying, hey, maybe we should pump the brakes a bit and think about the consequences. But it wasn't just about who could build the biggest bomb. There was this whole other side to it, the defensive capabilities. People were thinking, okay, if someone else gets this tech, how do we protect ourselves? It's the same deal with AI. We're not just worried about creating super smart computers, we're also thinking about how to defend against them if they're used for nefarious purposes. And let's not forget the ethical dilemmas. The scientists working on the Manhattan Project, they weren't just dealing with equations and experiments. They were wrestling with some heavy moral questions. I mean, imagine being the person who invents something that could potentially wipe out entire cities. That's got to keep you up at night, right? It's not too different from the AI researchers today, pondering the potential consequences of their work. Now let's hop in our time machine and zoom back even further to the Industrial Revolution. Talk about a shakeup. We're talking about a period that completely transformed society from top to bottom. It was like someone hit the fast-forward button on technological progress and suddenly everything was changing at warp speed. Picture this. You're a skilled craftsman, maybe a weaver or a blacksmith. You've spent years honing your craft, proud of the work you do with your hands. Then, boom, along comes these newfangled machines that can do your job faster, cheaper, and often better than you ever could. It's like being a taxi driver and watching self-driving cars roll out onto the streets. The Industrial Revolution wasn't just about fancy new gadgets and gizmos. It was a fundamental shift in how work was done, how goods were produced, and how people lived their lives. Entire industries that had existed for centuries were suddenly obsolete. Sound familiar? It's like what we're seeing now with AI potentially reshaping job markets and entire sectors of the economy. Increased government regulation and international cooperation may emerge to address the potential misuse of AI technology for malicious purposes. It's like we're standing on the edge of a technological revolution. And just like with any powerful tool, there's always the risk of it falling into the wrong hands. Governments around the world are starting to wake up to this reality, and they're scrambling to put safeguards in place. Think about it. We've got AI systems that can generate incredibly realistic fake videos, manipulate financial markets, or even design new bioweapons. It's scary stuff, right? So, it's no wonder that lawmakers are burning the midnight oil trying to come up with ways to keep this genie in the bottle. But here's the thing. AI doesn't respect national borders. A bad actor in one country can use AI to cause havoc halfway across the world. That's why we're likely to see more international cooperation on this front. Picture something like a global AI police force working 24/7 to track down and shut down malicious AI operations. It's not just about playing defense, though. Countries might also team up to establish shared ethical standards for AI development. Imagine a sort of digital Geneva Convention laying out the rules of engagement for AI warfare. Of course, getting everyone to agree on these rules won't be easy. There's bound to be friction between countries that want to push the boundaries of AI capabilities and those that are more cautious. It's like trying to get a room full of cats to agree on the best brand of cat food. Good luck with that. But the stakes are too high for countries to go it alone. We might see the formation of AI alliances, similar to NATO, where nations pool their resources and expertise to stay ahead of the curve. And just like the arms race of the Cold War, there could be a new AI race, with countries vying to develop the most advanced and secure AI systems. A shift in the job market could occur, with new roles emerging to manage and oversee AI systems, while traditional jobs in certain sectors may decline or transform. It's like we're watching a massive game of musical chairs unfold in slow motion. Some folks are going to find their seats disappearing, while others will suddenly find themselves with exciting new opportunities. Take the field of data analysis, for instance. We're already seeing a surge in demand for AI ethicists, people who can help companies navigate the moral minefield of AI decision-making. It's not just about crunching numbers anymore. It's about making sure those numbers aren't accidentally creating a dystopian nightmare. On the flip side, jobs that involve repetitive tasks or data entry are likely to go the way of the dodo. But here's the silver lining. As AI takes over these mundane tasks, it frees up human workers to focus on more creative and interpersonal aspects of their jobs. A customer service rep might spend less time answering basic queries and more time handling complex issues that require empathy and problem-solving skills. It's like we're all getting a promotion to the human part of our jobs. But let's not sugarcoat it. This transition is going to be bumpy. We're talking about potentially millions of people needing to retrain or switch careers. It's like trying to teach your grandma how to use a smartphone, except on a massive, society-wide scale. Governments and businesses will need to step up with robust retraining programs and maybe even consider things like universal basic income to cushion the blow. And here's a wild thought. As AI gets better at doing our jobs, We might see a shift towards a shorter work week. Imagine having a three-day weekend every week. Sounds pretty sweet, right? The development of robust AI safety protocols and ethical guidelines might become a top priority for tech companies and policymakers to mitigate risks associated with advanced AI systems. It's like we're building a race car that can go faster than anything we've ever seen before. But we're just now realizing we need to invent some seriously heavy-duty brakes. Tech companies are starting to wake up to the fact that if they don't get this right, they could be creating the mother of all PR nightmares. Or worse, actually causing real harm to people. So what might these safety protocols look like? Well, for starters, we're likely to see a lot more emphasis on transparency. AI systems might need to come with the equivalent of a nutritional label, clearly stating what data they were trained on and what biases they might have. It's like when you buy a pack of peanuts and it says, may contain nuts. Except in this case, it might say, may contain unintended racism or sexism. We're also likely to see the development of AI kill switches, ways to quickly shut down an AI system if it starts behaving in unexpected or dangerous ways. It's like having an ejector seat in a fighter jet. You hope you never have to use it, but you're damn glad it's there if you need it. And just like how we have ethical review boards for medical research, we might see the creation of AI ethics committees that have to sign off on new AI systems before they're unleashed on the world. But here's the tricky part. How do we create ethical guidelines for something that might eventually become smarter than us? It's like trying to write a rule book for your future boss. We might need to start thinking about AI rights and responsibilities. Should an AI system be held legally responsible if it makes a decision that harms someone? These are the kinds of mind-bending questions that policymakers are going to have to grapple with. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Eva.